Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from the Zayin in Maseches Yuma is the requirement for one to touch his tefillin while he wears them, including in davening, and its rationale. The Gemara told us on the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis from Rabba Bar Rav Huna that there is a chiyuv for a person to touch his tefillin kol sha'a v'sha'a, and we learn a kal v'chomer from the tzitz, just like when it comes to the tzitz. We learn out from the Pasuk Al Mitzchot Tamid that there is a requirement that one not be Mesiach Das, not be distracted from the fact that he's wearing a tzitz. We'll define that in a moment, what exactly the distraction is. Certainly, tefillin, which have many of the Shemos of Hashem, certainly one has a responsibility not to be distracted from the tefillin. Before we discuss it, Halacha Lamaisa, the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Mem says that the requirement is not a requirement that one constantly be overtly thinking about the tefillin. If that would be so, then one would not be able to think about one's davening. But rather, says the Shagas Aryeh, every once in a while, it's not clear to me what that once in a while is, a person should remind himself that he's wearing his tefillin. According to this Gemara, then, the reason why Rabba Bar Rav Huna told us, that there is a chiyuv l'mashmesh b'tefillin is in order one should not be mesiach das from the tefillin. This is codified in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Chavches Sif Aleph, chayev vado l'mashmesh b'tefillin b'chol sha'a. The Ashari Tshuva gives us the extended time of b'chol sha'a, and he says that's the amount of time in the name as well of the Shagas Aryeh of walking 100 amos, just like the halacha of Sheinas Arai. However, the Shari Tshuva quotes the Gurei Ho'ari that says that when, as long as you're davening and learning, so then in such a case, then you don't need to think about the fact that you're wearing tefillin. And the Shari Tshuva quotes a third opinion, and that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rosh in the Tur, that Hesech Hadas is when a person is likely to come to Schok and Kalas Rosh. Shagas Aryeh disagrees with this. However, according to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, it's a way in which one reminds oneself that one is wearing tefillin, but there isn't an active chiyuv like the Shagas Aryeh is quoted as presenting. There is a fourth opinion, and that is the opinion of the Magen Avram, which is followed by the Mishneh Berurah, and that is that Bechol Shah means that a person really is supposed to touch their tefillin all of the time. Any time that they remember that the tefillin is on their head, if that would be so, then we'd be doing it throughout davening and learning. The Mishneh Berurah says that that doesn't apply be'ez hatfilah. Be'ez hatfilah, that's not necessary. And the Magen Avram in Simin Mem Dalet explains that that's due to the fact that b'shas hatfilah, anyhow, a person is not supposed to be mesiach das from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore a hesach hadas that would be inappropriate thinking about things that are immodest and so on, since it's impossible to happen in tefillah, because that's usher during tefillah, there isn't a requirement to do it b'shas ha-tefillah. This is the general approach, I think, that most take. And it fits in beautifully with the hemshech of the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch says, u'kishiyomar u'kshartim lo'os al yodecha yimashmish b'shel yad. In the zman of Shmona Esrei itself, according to the Magen Avram, there is no inyan whatsoever to be memashmesh, because anyhow the person for sure won't be memisiach das. Within the different parts of tefillah, there are different customs when to touch the tefillin during tefillah, and the Shulchan Aruch is clear that when one says ukshartim laos, so then the custom within the context of tefillah was also to remind ourselves to be mekayim the literal words of our Gemara of chayiv adam lemashmesh betefillin b'chol shah. Because shelo yisiach daito mem, so we do it actively as well, but the primary reason is, as the Rosh and the Torah had said, is only because of being mesiach das. In tefillah, there's less of a concern. In Shmona Esrei, the Magen Avram says it shouldn't be done at all. But there's a custom as well to paseach es yadecha. There were certain things that were built into the tefillah that were there to remind us as well of the tefillin. This opinion, which is the Mishneh Berurah's, which is inspired by the Magen Avram, generally the Mishneh Berurah follows by the Magen Avram, finds disagreement in the Prima Gadim in our Simen, where the Prima Gadim says he does not understand why the Magen Avraham says that one should not touch the tefillin during tefillah, because at the end of the day, there are two halachas. Number one is the chiyuv to be mashmesh betefillin because of the isser of hesech hadas. And due to that issue of hesech hadas, if a person is standing in tefillah, anyhow he has an isser, and therefore there would be no chiyuv. However, he argues there still is a mitzvah, that there is an active mitzvah for a person to be mashmesh betefillin, like we see when it comes to the tzitz. If you're supposed to do something actively to remind yourself not to be distracted from the tzitz, certainly the tefillin, and therefore there is a mitzvah even betoch hatefillah. This is the position of the Prima Gadim according to the Bach, and he questions the Magen Avraham. He then also adds that if you read in the Piskei Ma'arai says another reason to check your tefillin, and that is to make sure that the tefillin doesn't move from its place. I'd like to point out that the Ma'arai is not based on our Gemara. It's not based on the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. He seems to be giving another added reason why one should touch one's tefillin, Evchayivat L'mashmesh, to make sure that the tefillin is in the same spot, says the Prima Gadim. For that reason, that halach would apply in Shmona Esrei as well. And in contrast to the position of the Mishnah Berurah based on the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim seems to advocate touching one's tefillin during Shmona Esrei as well. The Yisod V'Shoresh HaAvoda feels strongly that one should not. It seems that possibly Al Pi Kabbalah, it is not recommended. Halacha L'Maisa Rav Nevin Sal comes to the following Pshara, where he writes, V'Margish Tzorech, if he feels that he needs to remind himself where he is, and the tefillin is a very, very powerful tool. If you need to clear your mind, sometimes it's kedai to put on tefillin. V'Margish Tzorech, if you can, if that will be the appropriate impetus to clear the mind. Yimashmesh afilu beis hatfilo amida. So Rebbe says that you should be mimashmesh b'shas tfilas amida, because that mimashmesh b'tfilin will remind him about what he's wearing and what he's doing, and it will put him in the appropriate context. It's interesting to note that the Magen Avraham Svara is Rav Nevin Sal's rationale for the very interesting custom that many of Rav Nevin Sal's Talmidim follow, as Rav Nevin Sal elucidates a few places in the Sefer B'Yitzchak Yikare. And that is, the Magen Avraham quoted that the reason why there's no need to be mashmesh b'tfilin, because anyhow, it's usur to be mesiach das from one's tefillin during tefillah. One's tefillah during tefillah. It's prohibited to be mesiach das from davening. There's an isur of kalas rosh, etc., etc. A person is supposed to be entirely focused. Rav Nevin Sal's Talmidim are known to wear tefillin more times than during the day, just than during Shachris. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita used to wear tefillin most of the day. He still generally wears it during davening. And Rav Nevin Sal points out that the mitzvah of wearing tefillin, of course, is the entire day. What's the reason we don't wear tefillin in the entire day? The reason we don't is because of the chashash of being mesiach das. Rav Nevin Sal says that if a person has the opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah kiyumis, and there is no loss of fulfilling that mitzvah kiyumis, then of course that mitzvah should be fulfilled. When it comes to tefillin, okay, maybe one cannot wear one's tefillin to the workplace or during the workplace, and one cannot eat one's tefillin when one is socializing, wear one's tefillin when socializing. However, all of those things are usur when you're davening Shmona Esrei, when you're davening. So therefore, the tefillin should not only be worn at Shachris, but they should also be worn at least during Mincha as well. So this halacha that tells the Magen Avraham that one does not need and one should not, l'chatchila, touch one's tefillin during tefillah, because anyhow, you're not going to be mesiach das, and as long as one is in Torah in tefillah, it's not considered a hesach hadas, is also the same rationale that Rav Nevin Sal argues why a person who can should wear tefillin during Mincha as well. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha from Yuma Daf Zayin.